May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 945. Saviour of sinners, deign to shine on this benighted soul of mine. Oh, show my wandering feet the way that leads to realms of endless day. 945.
Let us read together firstly in the second book of Chronicles, part of chapter 10, the second book of the Chronicles, the part of chapter 10. We read the last chapter in John's Gospel. John chapter 21. Rehoboam went to Shechem, for to Shechem were all Israel come to make him king. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who was in Egypt, whither he had fled from the presence of Solomon, the king heard it, that Jeroboam returned out of Egypt. And they sent and called him. So Jeroboam and all Israel came and spake to Rehoboam, saying, Thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore, ease thou somewhat the grievous servitude of thy father and his heavy yoke that he put upon us, and we will serve thee. And he said unto them, Come again unto me after 3 days. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, saying, What counsel give ye me to return answer to this people? And they spake unto him, saying, If thou be kind to this people, and please them, and speak good words to them, they will be thy servants forever. But he forsook the counsel which the old men gave him, and took counsel with the young men that were brought up with him, that stood before him. And he said unto them, What advice give ye, that we may return answer to this people, which have spoken to me, saying, Ease somewhat the yoke that thy father did put upon us? And the young men that were brought up with him spake unto him, saying, Thus shalt thou answer the people that spake unto thee, saying, Thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou it somewhat lighter for us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. For whereas my father put a heavy yoke upon you, I will put more to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the 3rd day, as the king bade, saying, Come again to me on the 3rd day. And the king answered them roughly. King Rehoboam forsook the counsel of the old men and answered them after the advice of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add thereto. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was of God, that the Lord might perform his word, which he spake by the hand of Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. turn to the Gospel according to John, chapter 21. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. And when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, which means he was without his coat, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the nets with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land, full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto him, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Know that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh, and taketh bread, and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples, after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, Lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved, following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said unto him, he shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple which testifieth of these things, and wrote these things. And we know that his testimony is true. There are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Most holy and gracious Lord, who grant the preparation of the heart in man, forever we take thy name upon our lips and come before thee. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt grant to us thy grace and thy mercy, and help us indeed. How solemn it is to approach unto thee. We pray, Lord, for that mercy through blood. As one has said, I make my plea. O God, be merciful to me. Grant us, Lord, reality. No form, but grant to us reality, although we may use many words again. We want to feel and know our hearts to move, and to know that sprinkling of the blood of Jesus, and to be brought on our way. We know the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. Cleanse us well. Help us to follow. Leave us not. Remember us, Lord, for good. Bless the things which have been attended to, the former part, and also in the Sunday school. We pray, Lord, for young hearts. We pray much for them, that thou wilt be round about them, and keep them, Lord, on every hand. May there be a seed preserved. Lord, bless the young, and the older ones too. And grant, O Lord, that thou bless each one. And we think of those that are older and pray that they may know the Lord. That we do pray, Lord, that thou art come the evening hour and feed thy lambs and thy sheep. We pray for this house of prayer. We seek, Lord, thy rich blessing. We remember again him lifted up his hands and blessed them and ascended up on high. And we pray for that blessing which maketh rich. We feel it. We remember the words also he blessed them there. Do bless the word of thy grace. We pray for that outpouring, the Holy Spirit, with those signs following. But Lord, we pray also for the sick and the afflicted. We remember the older ones. Pray much for them. Lord, be with them in the evening time of their lives. But Lord, it could be us. Prepare us, gracious God, to stand before thy face. We pray also, Lord, that thou wilt remember the little babe brought home today and the parents too. We desire to bring them unto thee. And pray, Lord, for thy blessing, thy watchful care. And grant, O Lord, that thou wilt bless each one, especially the little ones. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember those that are older. We thank thee for thy watchful care, and thy goodness, and thy mercy, thy favour. We desire to bless thee for thy great goodness. Remember each one. We thank thee for them. Pray that thou wilt remember that those, especially in our hearts, that thou wilt grant, Lord, that help of God continually. Remember, Lord, seekers. We pray that thou wilt bless them indeed. The Lord, those that are cast down, may they be lifted up. For each case and each need known to thee. We pray, Lord, for those that are heavy laden with sins and doubts and fears. And the Lord, the oppressed, that they cry unto thee. For any, Lord, that are perhaps at the in their wits' end, and they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. For any, Lord, that are ready to despair. We pray also, Lord, that thou wilt lift up the downcast, show Christ for the lattice, grant thee oil of joy for mourning, the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Remember Zion, afflicted with wave upon wave. Restore the ears, the locust and the cankerworm, and many other things. Lord, that have eaten up the pastures, error abounds, much solemn error. But grant, O Lord, that thou wilt lead the flock, and grant the word of thy grace. Raise up pastors after thine own heart, so we have many fears for ourselves. But grant, O Lord, the word of the Lord. And help us now. Open the book. Lord, do grant Christ through the lattice. Grant we may know the odour of the ointment that filled the house. Come, O Lord, and be with us of a truth. Remember each one unable to be here. Grant, O Lord, a little sweet knowledge of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit. May there be a going in the tops of the mulberry trees. May there be some vital communion with poor sinners through the blood of the Lamb. And do cleanse us from all sin. And grant, O Lord, that liberty, the Holy Spirit. May we dip our foot in oil, be made acceptable unto the brethren, and grant the knowledge of Christ. May there be sweet rejoicing, Lord, in the hearts of thy people, made glad by the wine of the gospel, the word of thy grace. We pray, Lord, that thou art come and grant the robe of righteousness. May we be humbled in the dust. Do come, Lord, and be with us as we plead that worthy name, desiring to thank thee for thy many mercies, thy great goodness. And we pray, Lord, that thou art come and crown thy gospel with success. Hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. When thou hearest, forgive. For Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 940. Compared with Christ in all beside, no comeliness I see. The one thing needful, dearest Lord, is to be one with thee. 940.
Thank you.
Much dependence upon the help of God. I direct you to the 21st chapter, the Gospel according to St. John. Read a verse there. Much upon my spirit, verse 12. John chapter 21, verse 12. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord? These words came quite forcibly on my mind after I'd been to visit somebody. They abode my mind and then completely went. I wondered what it meant. Could not remember the words that seemed to be so much on my spirit that they return and they continue with me. Something in these words, it needs God to break the bread of life. We dare not turn from the word of the Lord. We notice the setting of these words. Jesus showed himself. Well, friends, that's what we need. Christ through the lattice. We've sung of it. We need Jesus only. Jesus with themselves. And we read in this chapter how he fed them. We supplied their need. But what a dreadful state they were in. They had gone to do their fishing and the Lord searched them out and they said nothing. What sweet truth, isn't it? Children, sirs, have you any meat? Of course it refers to their labour, their diligence, their effort. What they had done, nothing. The Lord's people know something of that confession. And know in their hearts that they can do nothing. And their best is stained and dyed with sin. Their all is nothing worth. The Lord meets with such. There's been said, poor nothings are known to him. One thing to say it, another thing to feel it, to feel to be fruitless. Really it is the doctrine of Christ, isn't it? Our poor sinners labour under the law to be just a little better, just to believe, and just to be presentable. We need to be kept. But the covenant of works has done no living soul any good but condemn them. They need that too. They need to be condemned to know the remedy, to know the blessing. It's a good word, isn't it? Come and dine. The word of the Lord. We notice in the setting he commanded them to cast the net on the right side of the ship. And soon, friends, there was that good provision to the wonder their souls, but the net broke not. Oh, the good hand of God speaks, doesn't it, of that boundless supply to poor sinners, and they need grace to commit their way unto Him. They're not able to draw in the multitude. God, have a heart like that. The Lord's blessing, that disciple whom Jesus loved, John saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. What a sweet discovery. But what a word of comfort, encouragement. Friends, that's brotherly love, isn't it? It is the Lord. Very much in our text. And Peter, and he cast himself into the sea, for they were not far from land. Oh, to know the Lord. And soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish, laid thereon, by his good hand, his wisdom, much sweet grace, isn't there, to those that have gone so much in their own strength. And he spoke unto them, bring the fish which you have now caught, for a blessing upon them. Much could be said of divine providence, the need for that blessing before we eat, and so on, many things. We need the Lord to guide us and direct us by his word. We come to our text, come and dine. None of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord. Very short text. Left to ourselves, we'd find a text that was perhaps easier to our mind and to our hearts, but friends, there's something keeps returning in these words, especially in the last part, knowing that it was the Lord. I just dwell here, these words, come and dine. May the Lord grant the oil of joy for mourning, garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness, and the gospel feast, wines and the lees, well refined, the strong meat of the gospel, and the sincere milk of the word. Each case supplied, the seekers sweetly instructed, seek on, seek the Lord. Give him no rest. We read until the Lord appears. And the Lord knows what has been partaken of today. What the word was this morning, which no doubt was the read or the truth declared by the reading service. We were utterly unknown to us. May there be an evening portion. May the Lord grant the word of the gospel. It's a good word, isn't it? The Lord will not send them empty away. They need not depart. Give ye them to eat. Well, that is how we need to be in the Spirit. The Lord to grant the word of his grace. Is there any word from the Lord? None of the disciples durst ask him. Knowing, and said, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord? There's something very precious about that, friends, when that there's such a knowledge of Jesus in the house. There's such a sweet knowledge of him to take away our doubts and fears, to feel for the hungry, supply the needs of every living thing. Come and dine. But their characters, those that would see Jesus but sinners, those that knew the word but have to prove their need of him. That we preach the gospel but speak of characters that God will bless. Just be preached to all. The Lord knoweth them that are his. There's a word, friends, to hungry souls. For those that are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Those that need the Lord. What a sweet word it is. There's something that in this text that speaks of the Lord among his people. The invitation to the gospel. The word of the Lord to his dear people. And friends, they didn't have to bring their own merits today, but come just as they were. And yet the Lord had provided for them. Now that's how we come, isn't it? With blessings on every hand, but to know that the Lord to feed our souls. Providing well here below, but for the needs of our souls to live. May the Lord grant it. None said, "Who art thou?" It seems to bring to my mind that there is some sweet truth that lays in the text that none durst ask him. Being so sweetly blessed of the Lord, it is. And they spoke about it too. Well, when it's like that, it is the Lord. Yeah, it's just a passing thought, but before we came, yeah, there was some conversation around the tea table that was so much suited to my thoughts in the text. I felt some sweet confirmation. We venture, perhaps especially in the last words here, knowing that it was the Lord. I want to speak, as God may guide me, we felt led to read from that part of God's word. We read a very solemn part. Perhaps in the light of this word, but in a different thought, knowing that it was the Lord. In that chapter, we have not read it because of any reference to the young. Rather, Zion needs young and men, young and old, young men and older men that know the Lord. Now we've read it, friends, for this word that seems to bring before us the truth in another way. We've read of that situation with as much hearkening to the young ones that were unwise and ungracious to. We make no reference to that. But we do bring this word before you. So the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was of God. That the Lord might perform his word, which he spake by the hand of Ahijah, the Shilonite, to Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. The fulfilling of God's counsel, unknown to man. And in these very solemn times, these things, they were all according to the knowledge, the will of God, and even the Lord brought a great affliction and trouble and we touch upon it only in passing, knowing that it was the Lord. Or in the word here, that they should know. And I must not dwell there, but to point out that there are those things that still take place and unfold, unknown to us. Indeed, the word of God and the truth in the hymn declares it, my life's minutest circumstance is subject to thine eye. And those secret things which reveal to us that God is not mocked, and the Lord used that circumstance but much for judgment. And the application, friends, is briefly before us, we need to be seeking the Lord for wisdom from above. We need the Lord to guide us what the will of the Lord is. We need to judge not the Lord by feeble sense, but trust him for his grace. And also how we need those men of God, young and old, that know what Israel ought to do. It does not follow that young men are necessarily those that know not the Lord. Far from it. But we see the display, human flesh, zeal of man, and sometimes it dwells in the bosom of fools. And sometimes young, it may be left to think they know better than the Lord and better than those that truly are acquainted with their own heart. But how careful we need to be. The dear Lord himself was but relatively young in his manhood, but old, his Godhead shone gracious through the man. What wisdom, knowledge, and what need we have of him, young and old, perhaps the young especially. I think of the work among the Sabbath school and the little ones and older ones. May they truly know the Lord. We read of Samuel. He did not yet know the Lord, but the Lord knew him. And how the Lord was pleased to raise him up. Friends, a man of God brought up in God's house. Well, much could be said of the wisdom of God and the wondrous purposes of the Lord regarding even those that are younger in his hand. We need to be very careful. We need to be granted that wisdom from above. I think it's a friend, Mr. Ramsbottom, that has said what we need is amen men. Are those that know the Lord. Well, it is when young hearts and older hearts are taught by the Spirit of the Lord. The sweet blending when everyone knows the plague of his own heart and the Lord is with his people. For the cause was of God. And there are other places the Lord purposed it. Solemn things regarding Absalom, other characters. And the cause was of God for the overturn, the overthrow. Many things. God's word bring us to that solemn consideration. As a man soweth, so does he also reap. So I think this word in the gospel, as God may help me, to the living, to those that know the Lord, or rather, are known of him. Well, friends, how many hearts are there this evening that God has touched? He knows them. They're brought like sheep under the rod into the sheepfold. Don't climb up some other way. They're brought by the Spirit of God, and the Lord is pleased to grant that good shepherd. As soon as they're brought in, there is a good shepherd that entered in by the door. To him the ports of the Spirit of God openeth, and there are those young ones and older ones, and he leads them aright. And friends, sometimes our Lord is pleased to go out into those that have wandered far and bring them back high upon his shoulder, and the heaven sings for joy over one sinner that repenteth, by God's grace brought upon the shoulders of the Good Shepherd. Knowing that it was the Lord. Really, it is like coming to a well with such a little vessel this evening, hoping and seeking that God may bless a few things, but they are belonging to those that know him. Jesus spoke to them, saith unto them, come and dine. Those that know the joyful sound, those that are brought in out of the world from its pleasures, from the things of it that fill the unregenerate heart but cannot satisfy. For those that are brought by divine grace to come and dine or seek a living portion, a crumb of mercy unworthy to be fed, dainties such as angels have, or with the children's bread. Friends, they are those that are full of need, that they are left to themselves rebellious, that they are nothing but sin and disgrace, but we need to be kept upright. They are those that are brought low, that they're in his class. Sometimes they're right at the bottom of it. They're among those that are brought to wonder if God can ever look upon them, remember them. Their cries are confined to those petitions, Lord, save me. They sometimes have but three words to say, Lord, help me. One of them is Lord. That's what we need. The words of the living, those that pray and call upon him in the day of trouble, and those that are brought to his feet, those that are brought among their own company, and those that know his good hand, that they need something more. Need the Lord to touch their hearts. For there is a great famine in the land. For they are such as left to themselves have gone as far as sheep can run, that they begin to be in want. That they have spent all and they come to themselves by God's grace. They begin to seek the Lord in his house. they're brought to feel themselves to be a thousand fools and think they've sinned away the way to God. And they cry unto him and seek that there might be a place among the least of his servants. If so be, they might creep in and might be the least, friends, they're the characters. God will bless. The word of God reveals it. Well, that man was a great way off. Friends, so God was disposed, in sweet parable, the Lord Jesus himself revealed, in my Father's house are many mansions. If were not so, I would have told you. Now, the parable is well known, isn't it? But what does it mean to those that scarcely can come? The hymn writer says, my soul lies cleaving to the dust. Give me life divine. It's real characters I want to speak of. Need a real saviour. Can't give him but their sin and ruin. If so be, there may be hope. They've sinned away. Oh, they've got no place. They are such as need the mercy of God. They're brought in a very great strait. Feel much their need, but more felt than expressed. Perhaps in a few thoughts like this, will the Lord give me anything today? Is there anything meet my case? Will the Lord give a word to one that is so far off? Friends, it needs a heart upright, doesn't it? And the man's heart was made upright when he said, I will return to my Father's house. It wasn't conditional, because we don't want anything to do with that sort of religion. All of mercy, sovereign grace, all of Christ, and the fullness of the way to God and the sweet, you know, it's a sacred truth, isn't it? The Father met him. Why? Because he made provision for him. Because he was on safe ground. I have sinned. Well, hadn't thought to speak much of that character. But you know, it's a good word, come and dine in the Father's house. Oh goodness, we have none. Bring no money, price nor aught. 'Tis free grace and can't be bought. Knowing that it was the Lord, then I must speak from this word not only in the want and the growing need, that only the Lord can do us good. Knowing that it was the Lord that could give that access, pardon, forgiveness. But there's something more, isn't there? And that is a sweet teaching of the Lord. Knowing that it was the Lord. That I may know him, said the apostle. And friends, it's that knowledge that I want to touch upon. It is what the Spirit of God writes in the heart. Well it is to have a good acquaintance with the Scriptures. Well it is to seek the Lord's in the Word. Pray over it, not to trust in it. To see that God may open it and grant a little of that knowledge of Christ through the Scriptures. To know him who is the Word, written and incarnate Word, and all things are the same. The author, the Word of the Lord. Friends, it's what the Lord applies, isn't it? what reaches the need. The voice of the Lord, Good Shepherd. It is the Lord, knowing that it was the Lord. I want to touch upon it for a moment. These characters knew because the Lord was near and appeared and granted in his sweet mercy himself. And they were humbled and that they were brought so low, and yet one indeed said, it is the Lord. And so the evidence is this, that knowing that it was the Lord, by the Spirit of God, inwardly, each one feeling it, each one brought to know him. Friends, remember, the Lord deals with his people individually. Friends, the Spirit of God touches the heart of man. But it is not borrowed. It is a vital knowledge the Lord imparts. Of course, there is a knowledge of sin, knowledge of unworthiness, knowledge of guilt and sin. And the Lord empties whom he fills. I must come a little further. These are God's dealings. Just where the Lord has been, what the eternal purpose decrees. We read that Jesus knew what he would do. Really, it is that which flows out of the covenant, that fullness the Lord speaks of out of his fullness of all we received, and grace for grace. No one to come experimentally. Are there any spots and places, friends? Been on hallowed ground. The Lord has drawn near. Where, Jesus, did they meet? Those places the Lord has deigned to come. Perhaps in the house of God or the workplace. Wherever God will come. Because it's his visits, isn't it? It's when the Lord is pleased to come in his word, and friends, it reaches the heart, softens it. It's hallowed ground, isn't it? The Lord meets with his people and says, all hail. And when the Lord speaks, friends, there is such a sweetness in it. When he comes and speaks salvation, oh, how it meets the guilty soul. Not halfway. Friends, the Lord comes, doesn't he? The door's been shut in our old hearts, all opposed as they are, to give way to him that is stronger, the new man of grace. When the Lord is pleased to be with his people, as their hallowed places, aren't they? When the Lord is pleased to come, and we read of him looking upon Peter, and his heart was broken. We're speaking recently of dear Elijah, the still small voice. And he wrapped his face in his mantle. An overpowering knowledge of God. So go on then. Didn't need the mulberry tree then, did he? Go on. No, here's a way. God will provide. The Lord with his poor people. So often at the ends of the earth. Have you got any places, friends, where the Lord has come and granted a sacred knowledge of the dear Redeemer? Where are we now? Oh, is it at Jesus' feet? Where are those, the hymn writer says, where are those blessed times? Friends, are we in the right place? Are we at his feet? Do we need his mercy? The old nature, friends, is still as old and hateful. It needs subduing. And what does the Lord give to his people? Well, friend, their hearts are sprinkled with his blood. What can soften hearts of stone? Jesus' blood alone. He said, you know anything? The softening. Job did. He said, God maketh my heart soft. Is there any like that? Oh, friends, those places humbling, and there is a sweet glory given to God. As much as divine grace meets a new heart, revives it, brings to Jesus' feet the sweet knowledge of the Lord. And the Lord's people live for those times, really. Dear saints of God, in years gone by especially, that they live for the services or the Sabbath. And the Lord may come, indeed in the day of his spousals. What liveliness. But desire to hear his voice. What preparation. We spoke and recently read those spices that were prepared by those godly women, more than one, that came to that sepulchre on that first day of the week, but he's risen. What love was in their heart. It was his name, wasn't it? His word. The man. The hearts were full of grief and sorrow to be turned into joy. The Lord would soon appear and grant a sweet knowledge of resurrection power. But really, to me, there's some sweetness in that resurrection, that it does bear witness to that death of Christ and the sweet knowledge of it in the risen Lord. Oh, how we need Christ crucified, rather that he's risen again. But experimentally, there are those ways in which the soul is brought into this word experimentally, knowing that it was the Lord. Providence. Bound up in his grace, knowing that it was the Lord. Friends, I hope in my life I've been able to know a little of those dealings of the Lord. The intervention. The times when God has answered prayer. Perhaps working as you do, or at home. And there are many things brought to the Lord. Friends, have you got any of those sweet answers? Knowing that it was the Lord. Or in affliction. the well-known hymn, to acknowledge my memory, a sweet hymn known to some of you especially, 'tis the Lord who can from afflictions reign, matter eternity to pray, knowing that it was the Lord. Well it is when the Lord breaks through and grants a little of that peace of God, and the sweet knowledge confirming the souls of the disciples that it is through much tribulation you must enter the kingdom. Need the heart upright, friends, or we deny it all. And I think of that truth in the word of the Lord in the 5th chapter, isn't it, of Romans. So near to those that truly, whose whole souls are humbled in the dust, who in Jesus only trust. Whom also we have access by faith into this grace, and we stand rejoicing in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience experience. This is after a godly sort, nothing imagined. Hence it is the Lord with his dear people, isn't it? Knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. Friends, it is that good hope through grace, isn't it? The saints possess. Then there are those, what we may say, the top stones. Knowing that it was the Lord. Sometimes the Lord is pleased to grant a little of that lifted up. And to you therefore which believe he is precious. What a knowledge there is of the soul, the dear Lord. It's only the living can know that is the Lord, that the sweet character, friends, his grace abounding, his voice, and also that pardon and forgiveness flowing in his precious blood. It lacks nothing, does it? A thankful heart. And there are times when the Lord grants little sweet confirmation, an assurance. Yes, I shall soon be landed. Oh, some of the dear saints of God, friends, but we've known them to have one foot in heaven, as it were, knowing that it was the Lord. And their little lot is rough and rugged. Friends, they know the Lord. They're content with their lot. Be ye content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Really, friends, we do desire to preach real things. It is when the Lord makes himself known, it is the Lord. Let him do what seems him good. Oh, it is a beautiful word that speaks the top stone. And they brought it forth, didn't they, in that wonderful epistle. The house of Zerubbabel hath laid the foundation of this house. Its hand shall also finish it. He shall bring forth the headstone with shouting, crying, grace, grace unto it. Now, friends, these aren't borrowed things. They're real things. The top stone to his work, to the foundation. What God brings, everything laid upon that foundation. And the top stone is put on what God has done. Not what man gives to God. But we do need more grace. Oh, let's be ever so clear. The dear Lord grants his people that knowledge of the sufficiency of Christ. One thing to say, another thing to live on that sufficiency, but our sufficiency is of God. The time has gone. Oh, to have a Sabbath like that, knowing that it was the Lord. Or for the Lord to come and grant a sweet lifting up. Sometimes we're bowed down, full of unbelief. Or we wonder sometimes. But knowing that it was the Lord speaks of the grace of God abounding, deliverance of the captive, the time of refreshing, the time of blessing, the time of knowledge of what God only can do, the chief of sinners. Friends, we've only just scratched about of it, knowing it was the Lord. The Lord to bless the souls of his people until all honour and glory is ascribed to him. And there's a sweet knowledge of the worthiness of Christ. And to me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Let's leave a few remarks. May God bless his word. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day, which were a Christian concern, amounted £870, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, we hope to hold our Thanksgiving services next Saturday in the afternoon at 3 o'clock and evening at 6:15, where Mr. Gerald Buss is expected to preach and tea will be provided. And the collection will be for the Oakington Chapel Repair Fund. And Mr. Buss is also expected to preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday School. Let us close with hymn 545. Truly that poor soul is just, who by faith in Christ can trust, in him live, upon him rest, as the Lord his righteousness. 545.
remember our young friend at university and others too. We commit and commend to thy care and keeping. Be round about this people and preserve them well. Be with each one, Lord, we commit and commend unto thee in affliction, praying that thou would grant the knowledge of the Lord. And those, Lord, that have known thee to be merciful, to sanctify all things, knowing that it was the Lord. We ask that thou would take us home in peace and safety. Abide with us there. Remember thy servants on the coming Saturday. Lord, do grant gospel blessings. May spread around like a sweet, refreshing shower. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with you each, now and forevermore. Amen.